The measles outbreak has reached Oklahoma. State lawmakers consider expanding legal services for indigent people facing eviction. And if you have flights booked this summer, you'll need to have a real ID. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 11th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The State Department of Health has confirmed two people in Oklahoma have measles. Officials say the exposure to the contagious illness is associated with the ongoing outbreak in Texas and New Mexico. The department says there is no public health threat at this time. The infected individuals took proper precautions by staying home through the contagious period. Measles can be prevented with an MMR vaccine. The Oklahoma Supreme Court is putting a pause on State Superintendent Ryan Walter's plans to put Bibles and biblical curriculum in classrooms. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the court order issued Monday.
The order comes from a lawsuit filed by parents, faith leaders, and advocacy organizations against Walters, his department and board, and the Office of Management and Enterprise Services, which oversees purchasing contracts. OMES asked the court to order it to stop processing requests for proposals on classroom Bibles until a final ruling in the case is decided. The suit's petitioners joined OMES in that request and also asked for a stay of another RFP for biblical instruction materials. The court granted both requests, but held off ruling on the lawsuit's main ask to enjoin Walters and his agency from implementing any of his Bible education mandates. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Indigent persons facing eviction may receive additional support. As KGOU's Hannah France reports, a bill proposing an expansion of the Legal Service Revolving Fund sailed through the committee process before last week's deadline.
Republican Representative Daniel Pays' House Bill 2014 passed the House Appropriations and Budget Committee unanimously last week. The bill expands the state's Legal Service Revolving Fund to include legal representation for indigent persons facing eviction. Currently, the fund is limited to family law legal services with priority given to cases involving abuse and domestic or family violence. The bill also defines indigent as someone having an income level not more than 200% of the most recently published federal poverty guidelines. The bill is now eligible to be heard by the full State House of Representatives. I'm Hannah France.
The deadline for the real ID is less than 2 months away. KGOU's Spencer Plato has details on the new requirements.
May 7, 2025 is the deadline set by the federal government for Americans to get a real ID to fly domestically and visit a federal building or military base. The Real ID website says the new ID is marked with a gold star and meets federal security standards. Documentation needed for the Real ID includes proof of identity, Social Security card, proof of Oklahoma residency, and name change documentation. Stacy Hamm at Will Rogers International Airport says it's time to prepare if you have summer travel plans.
It's very important to have that real ID if you're not utilizing a passport. So you have to have that if you're going to start flying this summer.
More than 2 million Oklahomans have been issued the real ID. For more information on real ID checklists and licensing locations, visit the real ID website. I'm Spencer Plato.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.